The investigation, which is now taking place into the brawl at yesterday's All-Ireland Senior Football quarter-final game between Armagh and Kerry, the investigation being launched by the GAA. The brawl included players, subs, backroom staff, members of extended panels, which is significant, and it happened at the end of normal time, ahead of the extra time period, as the players were heading down the tunnel. And Galway player Damien Comer's eye was apparently gouged during the encounter by a member of the Armagh panel. Now, it will be among a number of other incidents set to be investigated by the GAA's Central Competitions Control Committee today. So what did you make of it? Did you watch the match? What did you take from the encounter? And was it as serious an incident as it looked on television? Former Donegal All-Ireland winning manager Brian McAniff is on the line. Brian, good morning to you and welcome, and thanks for joining us. And we'll reflect on the penalties decision and the way penalties decided the game in a moment. What did you make of what happened between the sides?
The game, and it finished in a welter of excitement. Armagh hitting the net twice in the last couple of minutes to pull a game out of the fire with 14 men that didn't seem possible. And we were all in anticipation the second half. And it was very foolish, really, for the GAA to let the two teams go up the tunnel at the same time. You know, the past history has shown it can be argy-bargy going on, but this eye-gouging situation is despicable, and I'm quite sure the GAA will deal with it in their own way. But it shouldn't happen. They should have one team on one side of the pitch and the other team on the far side of the pitch. This won't happen, or else hold one of the teams on the pitch if they want to send them into the same dressing room.
Yeah, and Pat Spillane made that exact comment during the analysis yesterday. Tensions running high. It was a frantic end to the game. But bad enough the players to be fighting, but we had, as I said, backroom staff, members of panels, team panels, involved as well, which shouldn't really happen at all.
No, they shouldn't. In fact, there are too many GA personnel on the pitch at any given time. Mm. Whether it's during the match or after the match. And I fail to see why we need so many involved. They're better out behind the wire where they're not involved, because the whole preparation has been already done and there's no need for that amount of people on the pitch at that particular time.
And of course the referee and his officials are in a no-win situation, because no matter what you do or what investigation takes place within those few minutes, it probably won't be the ultimate correct. And we had two red cards issued before extra time started.
Well, the two red cards were shown last night on the match. The two lads that got them really shouldn't have got red cards, and I hope that will be rescinded. But the chap that was doing the eye gouge definitely will have to be dealt with, and dealt with in a very meaningful way.
Yeah, well, because, just on that, because if this was rugby, he'd be, well, after the hearing, if he was found to have eye gouged, he'd be cited and with disciplinary procedures. What would happen on a case like this?
Well, he'll be called in. There's no doubt about that. I've been on central council for many, many years, and I was on the disciplinary committee, both on the county board, Ulster, central council. The people there will deal with it. There's no doubt about that. It's not a very nice thing that your eye is gouged. And the Comer is a big, strong lad. He's a good footballer. And it was totally unnecessary. I don't know which of the Armagh panelled on it, but I'm quite sure they won't be too pleased nor mad about it either.
There was a comment on national radio this morning, just in general, about the culture within GAA and the fact that there was, apart from the gouging, there were punches being thrown. And the suggestion on national radio is that, for the most part, this does not happen in soccer games or in rugby games, but it's prevalent to some degree within GAA. Would you agree with that assessment?
I wouldn't disagree with it. Sometimes it's seen as kind of acceptable, you know, to have a bit of argy-bargy on the pitch and on. I've seen it, you know, at both a club and county level myself. Time has gone by, but I always find it to tell players of manners. I used to talk to players going out on the pitch. I say, keep your mouth shut, keep your hands down. Don't get yourself sent off, and don't get any of the opposition sent off. And if you do go to the ground, roll over, get up and go on. There were some of my parting shots to players going out on the pitch. I think they're self-explanatory.
Yeah, and it did detract from a fantastic game, arguably the game of the championship so far, but decided on penalties, as the Leitrim-Sligo game was a couple of weeks ago, which has prompted more debate. Are you in favour of settling Gaelic football games by penalties or not, Brian?
No. We've taken various things, whether it's the red card, black card, yellow card from other sports. We had the mark from Australian rules. But this penalty thing is not on. Like, I know for a fact that I started training last September, which is 10 months. And for them to have to decide on penalty kicks, and it's a terrible indictment for an amateur player to stand up there in front of 71,000 people and drive his penalty shot wide or hit the post as it was on the other occasion. You know, he should bring that to his grave. But it's not a good way. Like, they could have, there's time enough for a replay there at Croke Park next weekend. Now, I know that there's hurling and football, yeah. But they could have played on a Friday night for that matter. You know, we find ourselves in Mondoria playing last Friday night, which didn't particularly suit, but we got on with it, we've done it, we're only a club. So they have to take a look at those things. And I think it's unfair after 10 months of training that Armagh exited the way they did.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, even at this very early stage, we have Dublin and Kerry and Derry and Galway.
Four provincial champions.
Yeah, which is unusual. Just thinking that last night, which is probably good for the game. Good to see one from each province. Who's going to win the All-Ireland, Brian, do you think?
I would fancy Kerry up until yesterday, but when I said yesterday against Mayo, maybe it was a lot of someone's referred to as dirty petrol in the tank for lack of competitive football. But Dublin have the full power to come back, and James McCarthy, two powerful men. I see the hurling captain has joined the squad now that they've exited the hurling championship. And that'll be three additional bodies into Dublin. It's going to be a tight game in the semi-final, and I fancy the winner of that match, which I think at this stage will be Dublin.
Right, okay. The Dubs to make
a
comeback.
Can I mention one thing now?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
The death of Father Brian Quinn.
Yeah, yeah.
30-odd years ago, I got him in as chaplain to the team. We developed a great friendship, and he had a great friendship with the squad. When we went to All-Ireland again, and all this with us in Red Mass on the Feast of Epiphany on the 6th of January. He was a very good friend to the footballers, and I retained a great friendship over the years. He'll be badly missed in his own parish of the Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny, which is a relatively new parish. Very popular man down there. He's only about 64 years of age, but hasn't been well over the last number of weeks, and has some bad health there some years back. He'll be an awful loss to the community down there and to the parish and to the GAA, because we set up the supporters club. He was actively involved, with the result became an assistant county treasurer, and later he joined the county treasurer for a year as well. But he was too busy in his own ministry to continue the job as county treasurer, although he was an excellent treasurer.
Yeah, and lots and lots. And he only celebrated 40 years as a priest recently. Very young man, and very, very popular.
Very, very young.
Yeah,
very
lots
popular. A lovely man.
And appropriate tributes coming his way. May he rest in peace, Father Brian Quinn. Brian McAniff, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. That's Donegal All-Ireland winning manager Brian McAniff. I watched the game yesterday, so this person, Niall. It was a disgrace for the GA. What happened yesterday? Someone else says both teams should have been disqualified on the spot. Full stop. Niall, this is going on in GA for 50 years. A club game in County Leitrim was called off last weekend. This listener doesn't say why. The GA is a disgrace. Lads know what they'll get away with, and they use it to the limits.